Hello.
Hello, it's Karen Lopez again. I don't know if you ended the call.
No, I did not end the call. The call was still on. I'm still on both lines.
Oh, okay. Well, let me continue with the survey then. The next one is Tommy Baldwin.
Tommy represents us here in Wisconsin. Democrat.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 100, how much is that?
100. 100%. Okay. Tommy. Go, Tommy.
Okay. And then the last one is Joe Biden.
You want to give the student number, but he's not in this thing right now. He's just coming all the way.
Okay.
So that's fine. That's all you want to talk about, Joe. Because I'm not pleased about the fact that Joe did not do the student loan. What?
Okay.
Joe's my guy still. He's still my guy. Still my guy.
And on a scale of 0 to 100, how much is that?
How much I read, Joe?
Joe Biden.
Joe, I would have voted for Joe if Joe was running. It would have been the same thing, 100. I would have voted for him, just the same.
Okay.
So, you know, Joe Kamala, straight Democrat.
Okay, got it. Now, I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Can you please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote? A 5 means...
Hold on, I have to take this call. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
I've got to go. Sorry, I have to take this call.